WDIY presents Lehigh Valley Art Salon, showcasing the arts in every form. WDIY presents a special Lehigh Valley Art Salon with an exclusive look behind the scenes with Dan Roebuck and a Channel of Peace's new movie, Lucky Louie.
And action.
I'm James Johnson. Thank you for joining me this evening. Dan and the production company were gracious enough to provide me with all access behind the scenes to see how the production works, but also to showcase how the arts are still alive even during a coronavirus pandemic here in the Lehigh Valley. I asked Dan what the movie is about.
So I had the idea about a bank robbery where the criminals don't know who the other criminals are. I like that idea that you would go in and pull a robbery and not know who else was pulling the robbery with you. Anonymous henchmen. And then so like that was the genius of that idea. I'm not saying the idea was genius, but it was the beginning of this then when I thought, let's make a movie where we start with a bank robbery and then what happens, and then we made this story, which is not about a bank robbery. It's about second chances and personal redemption and forgiving people, and that's what the movie's about, not a bank robbery. You know, it's surprising how the truth is there's so many things in this movie that are only because they really happened. And if I can I tell you a few of them? One is I was at Bob's Big Boy in Burbank, California about 7-8 months ago, and there was a guy sitting behind me, and I said, or sitting behind Dwayne Whitaker, who's playing Peyton in the movie, and I said, that's Basil Hoffman, the actor's behind you. And when we got up to say hello, because I had met Basil before, he was studying the Bible with a young actor, and they were talking about the Bible, and they both had Bibles in front of them in the restaurant at Bob's Big Boy. So that's the first kernel that God planted in my brain. I come home all the time here, and the St. Thomas UCC Church on Makeda Road has some of the best shoo-fly pies in the world, and I know that because God puts me in close proximity to them once a year, the same time they're selling. That's right, we're just doing a radio interview crew. They're such hardworking people. God puts me in close proximity to St. Thomas UCC every year about the same time, and it's always the day after it says orders must be in, and the next day is the day that I see it. And I call and I go, maybe someone dropped a pie and you thought we can't sell that. I'll eat that pie. I don't care because they're delicious. So, and the last time, the last time I went to get a pie, then the woman said, you want to meet the pastor? And I went to meet the pastor, and the pastor was a woman. So the pies are in the movie. The Bible study's in the movie. The woman pastor is in the movie. All those ideas, and that's just 3 of 300 that percolated out of real life and ended up in Lucky Louie.
Dan Roebuck and A Channel of Peace were all scheduled to produce a different movie, The Hail Mary. But with coronavirus and logistic difficulties, I asked how he was able to turn around and pivot to this production.
What's so funny how fast it happened, because, you know, I just knew we couldn't do the big football game scene. So we wanted to write a smaller movie. Well, you know, maybe that's not in my blood. So we wrote a movie with less characters, but much more complicated a story. And so keeping track of 1970, 2020, and in the movie we have people in 2020 recreating a thing from 1970. So there's the real person, and then the person older, and then the person playing the person in the recreation. So every one of these characters had three people playing them. A lot to keep track of.
Dan and A Channel of Peace are committed to making movies in the Lehigh Valley, so I asked how the Lehigh Valley starred in Lucky Louie.
Well, we put, you know, for instance, St. Thomas UCC, it plays St. Thomas UCC in the movie. We're here today at the Willow Park Plaza. I drove by here after church one day, and there was an empty, vacant store, and we turned it into a real, what appears to be one of the greatest eateries in town. And so I source talent, crew. There's someone filming us right now. Don't stare. So our crew's from the Valley. Our extras are from the Valley. Our actors are from the Valley. And we bring in Hollywood people as well. But we let the professionals in Hollywood teach the Valley people how to do it. Now, would you join me? Because I've got to go make sure they're putting the camera in the right place.
Hello, I'm Grace Roebuck. I am Daniel Roebuck's daughter and the co-writer and co-director of Lucky Louie.
That's right. Lucky Louie is a family affair. I asked his daughter, Grace, how it was working with her dad.
I wish I was there when he answered this question for you.
I didn't ask him that.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah.
I would say I truly, genuinely have had such a really wonderful and amazing experience doing this with him. And we've written together many times before. But being able to be on set together the entire day and make decisions together has been fun and educational. And I think we have both had moments where we've compromised and maybe we've given each other a different perspective as a director. So all of that has been fun, and I'm glad that we haven't killed each other yet. But we also have a few more days of filming, so check back on Thursday.
This is Grace Roebuck's first directorial debut, and I asked her about the transition from writing to directing.
It's much more, writing is very personal, and you know, you're alone or you're with maybe one other person, and directing, you're with a ton of people, which works because I am an extrovert. But just being prepared, which is something that I like to be anyway, but pushing me to be even more prepared and thinking about not just today's scenes, but scenes 10 days from now and how that can interact, and to look at things from such a big picture that how you edit the picture together eventually and what that will look like, but also at such a meticulous level of being attentive was something that I wasn't thinking about when I thought of directing. But it makes sense, and I'm learning and growing with that.
Do you think your preference is to stay behind the camera?
Yes, absolutely. I like the idea that my dad and I really do, I'm finding out, work great together behind the scenes, but I think it also works when he can just be an actor and I one day can just direct him and kind of merge both of our worlds together.
I also asked Grace how the Lehigh Valley stars in Lucky Louie.
I think my dad said this before, that these movies, we really try to make it like a love letter to Lehigh Valley, because this is the place he grew up and this is the place I grew up in too, because I spent every summer here as a child. So I have so much respect for this place as much as he does. So to be able to showcase it and show its beauty and show its true colors, and that we're filming a movie here and saying that it is Bethlehem, Pennsylvania and Lehigh Valley. We're not pretending that it's somewhere else or that it's another city in Los Angeles or any of that. So I like that we are honest. We're showing that it's Pennsylvania. We're bragging that it's Pennsylvania. And hopefully the people in the community here appreciate that.
My final question to Grace was how the coronavirus pandemic had affected the creation and the production of Lucky Louie.
In so many ways it has for so many people, but this movie would not have happened if it wasn't for being in a pandemic, just because my dad and I wrote this movie over the summer when he wasn't working and I wasn't working. And to have a schedule where we were free and able to sit together every single day and write has never happened before. And I truly believe that if we hadn't had that time and this pause that we've been able to have and, you know, to be together and to create something that's positive in a time of such chaos and sadness makes me very happy. Thank you.
Take a listen to some of the inner workings and background sounds to a movie production.
Okay, thank you everybody for your patience this morning.
Thank you.
I know everyone's excited.
Our department, we have a still.
One more time. Yeah, yeah.
What's the time again?
All right, let's go. Here we go.
All right. Who took my tape marks?
Raise your hand right now.
Here we go.
Oh, you spilled? Yes.
All right. Quiet. Outside, lock it up. Out, all around, lock it up. Battle stations, let's. Roll sound, roll camera.
Sound speed.
Quiet.
Wardrobe, do you need me to call Lance Lux? You're already good. All right.
Quiet, please. Rolling. That's great. A-10.
Man down, standby.
Uh-oh.
And everybody, so we're going to go to the end of Maddie's first bit, and then we will cut, and then put you in, Basil. And here we go. Let's have some fun.
Rolling. A-cam. A-cam. B-cam. Quiet, set, and action.
Hello to everyone. Thank you for joining us for this reunion.
Got it.
Cut.
Thank you.
Hi, what are we doing? Oh, this is radio. Oh, great. You don't have to look. That is such a relief. Oh, my God. My name is Madeline Dempsey Dundon. I'm 22 years old, and I'm from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
This is Madeline's second production with A Channel of Peace. She previously starred in Getting Grace, also with Dan Roebuck, and I asked her about the differences between the two movies.
Well, in Getting Grace, I was playing a girl battling pediatric cancer. I shaved my head every day. And in this production, I am playing a student. So I suppose one of the biggest differences would be just the intensity is much, much less. I'm playing someone who's a lot more like myself, a student. She's a graduate student. That's about the same age I am. And she's not sick. And she's very focused and driven, and I really relate to her.
What's it like working with Dan Roebuck?
Oh, my gosh. It's like working with Danny is, it feels like I'm working with my godfather. I'm assuming most people have a godfather that maybe they're close to. I would hope so. But that's what he feels. He feels like an uncle slash godfather. We have such an incredible relationship. He is so generous. He is so creative. He is so intelligent. And working with him is not only extremely inspiring, but it is very comfortable and so much fun that at the end of the day, I don't want to go home.
I also asked Madeline about the pros and cons of working through a pandemic.
Right. That's a wonderful question. Well, you know, I was in my senior year of college, and it got cut short. You know, we got sent home, so I had a virtual graduation, which was sad, but everything happens for a reason. I've been doing mostly virtual auditions since I signed with my representation in 2018, so lots of my auditions are self-tape for film and television. So the audition process hasn't actually changed for me. I had planned to go out to LA and do some traveling in the summer. Obviously that wasn't able to happen, but creatively, you know, incredibly, this hasn't affected me too much. I'm happy to say my auditioning continues, my writing continues, my singing, all the things that I'm working on just continues.
What are some of the downsides to the arts and entertainment industry during a pandemic?
You know, the thing that's upsetting is live theater is not able to be happening as it normally should. And that's been the most difficult part. Not being able to go see a show, not being able to be a part of a show. And as an actress who prefers the stage, that's been the most difficult thing. And it's very daunting looking into the future thinking, what is my career going to be like if theater is postponed for a year? I'm not even allowed to be on stage for a full other year. That's been very difficult. But you got to look at it and be creative and see how you can live stream past productions and how theater companies really are thinking quickly and creatively.
Last question. How has it been to work with other talented actors and artists here in the Lehigh Valley?
Well, you know, the talent that they find, that they source from the Valley is out of this world. We have Patrick Davis playing Lincoln. He's from here. He's from Bethlehem, Notre Dame High School. We've got an incredible actor named Bill George playing an important character. He's from around here. And the quality of the actors that they get from the Lehigh Valley, you'll be able to see how talented they are. But I think we're able to find the most beautiful spots and the most perfect locations. We've worked with multiple people I know from my high school and Danny's high school, Bethlehem Catholic High School. They've provided locations for us, which has been, it's almost like you're putting on your school play, but it's with professionals from Los Angeles. It's the most incredible combination of things. And I don't know if I'm blabbering on too long, but I think in those regards, the Lehigh Valley is very much highlighted and a part of the entire process. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Patrick Voss Davis, and I'm from Bethlehem. I'm local.
I asked Patrick how long he's been an actor.
Since middle school, I've been doing plays, but this is my first film.
How did you get connected with A Channel of Peace and Dan Roebuck?
Yeah, so my director in high school happens to be a friend of Danny's. I heard they were doing a movie. I asked him about it, and they had me in for an audition, and here I am.
How has it been to work on a movie production with COVID precautions?
Yeah, sure. I guess it took a little while to get used to seeing everybody around you with masks, wearing masks yourself, but everybody around has handled it pretty well, I think. Yeah.
What's next for you, Patrick?
Next film, next TV show. We'll see what happens. Made a lot of great connections here. Learned a lot from these gentlemen, for sure. And hopefully I've made some friends here that will help me with my next steps. Thanks a lot.
Dan Grace and A Channel of Peace also brought in some industry professionals from California, including...
My name is Willard Pugh, Pasadena, California.
Please remind our listeners of some of your work that you've been cast in.
Okay, the stuff that most people will remember would be The Color Purple. I was Harpo. I was Oprah's husband. RoboCop is the mayor of Detroit. CB4 with Chris Rock. I was Trustus. Air Force One with Harrison Ford and 60 other things.
Tell us a little bit about your role in Lucky Louie.
I'm one of these bank robbers. At my age, it's a little over the hill for this stuff, okay? I don't know how to tell my mother. If she was alive, it would just hurt her heart. Then I turned to the gangster life.
I also asked Willard about working on a production during a pandemic.
Well, it slows things down, and we get tested and thermometers, and certain people, they're not sitting here. The other burglar likes to make sure that his temperature is lower than mine, so he's the coolest white guy I know, me being African-American, you know. I'm a point higher than him, so he's cooler than me, and he reminds me daily.
Willard, what are your plans after production?
Back to Hollywood. I was retired before Dan pulled me out of retirement. I was chilling, yes. When that plane lands, retired. Thank you.
Fellow actor and co-star Dwayne Whitaker thought Willard forgot something.
Okay, well, I have to point out, Willard has worked with Dan before.
That's right, we did. I'm sorry.
Willard did a movie that I wrote years ago. Played one of my best friends in a movie called Eddie Presley, which was a movie I wrote and starred in, directed by the great Jeff Burr. I have to say that because he gets mad if I don't say nice. He's like, you always say bad stuff about me. But that's how I met Willard.
So how long have you known Dan Roebuck and worked with Dan in the industry?
Yeah, Dan and I have worked together, I don't even know how many, 10, 12 times. I can just throw out a number. I would have to count them, but it's a bunch. I've directed him in a movie. He's directed me in a movie, two movies now. And we've worked together on the same movie at least 10 times. We may not have always been in the scene together. We met as extras on General Hospital. So figure out how long that's been. A long time.
Dwayne, where are you originally from and how long have you been a successful actor?
Yeah, I'm originally from Texas. Moved to L.A. when I was like 20 to be an actor. You know, I just didn't know any better. And I just showed up, you know, and walked around in circles for about 5 years. But, you know, finally, I've been really lucky. Had a career, you know, it's like a modest career, I think. To me, I always feel like I'm behind, but I guess I've been in 60 or 70 movies.
How has the pandemic changed the experience of filming a movie?
Like everybody said, everybody's been masked, and it probably does slow it down a little bit. But I think the actual process, the acting process really is not affected because you're obviously not wearing a mask during that. But, yeah, I don't think it's been, I mean, for my, again, it's probably affects a lot of other departments way more than me, you know, because I'm just a spoiled actor who shows up and stands on. I'm like a trained dolphin, you know, they just put you there and...
I had the privilege to sit down with co-star Timothy Goodwin and asked him why he prefers comedies to serious roles.
Make people happy. And if I can take, you know, a down day and do something silly on TV or a movie and make them happier, that's just what I want to do. I don't have anything against, you know, doing serious roles and things like that, but it's just, I enjoy doing the funny stuff. And I think it's a self-defense mechanism, too, because, you know, I'm not the leading man type. I'm a character guy, so it kind of, you know, helps disguise some of my own insecurities to be silly and stupid. But it's really because I like to make people happy.
Tim, how did you manage to connect with Dan Roebuck and A Channel of Peace?
Okay, Dan, 20 years ago, I decided to move to Los Angeles when I was 31 years old, which is kind of a late start. However, my pastor of the church I attended in Virginia was traveling on an airplane and happened to be next to Dan on the plane. And my pastor knew I was moving out, so he asked Dan, would you t- take care, because, you know, Dan's very recognizable. And he said, will you take care of my friend Tim when he comes out, because he has nobody out here. And Dan said, yeah, here's my phone number. Go ahead and give my number to your friend. So when my pastor came back to Virginia, he said, there's this guy, Dan Roebuck. You know who he is? I'm like, yeah, I know who he is. Here's his phone number. He wants you to call. I'm like, well, thank you very much. I'm thinking, you know, surely Dan's being nice to the preacher on the plane. And what's funny is I was telling this to Dan yesterday, is that this week is literally 20 years to the week that I called Dan when I got to Los Angeles.
And you're doing this movie?
And here we are 20 years later doing our second movie together. But I would say, you know, Dan is quite the phenomenal fellow. He has mentored me. He has every credit I have in Hollywood is directly or indirectly related to stuff Dan has done for me.
Wow.
Whether
it's degrees of Dan Roebuck.
Well, yeah. Whether it's because he, you know, put me in the movie, he told a friend to put me in a movie, or he helped me with an audition, or just his mentorship of, you know, how to find the nuggets in the sides, things like that to hit in the audition. It's pretty phenomenal, and I owe everything to his help and support. I really do.
Besides the actors, I managed to bump into most of the production crew as well.
I'm Ruthie Cruz, second assistant director of this wonderful film production, Lucky Louie. Very excited to be a part of it, working with the Roebucks for the first time. Actually, that's a lie. I worked with Daniel. We did a promo for some things with him and Craig Friebelin. We're both a part of Ubi Fire Video Production Company. And they've known each other for a long time. But this is my official first time being on a production with the Roebucks, and it's been amazing.
How has the pandemic changed how movies are made from a production perspective?
Well, definitely, you know, having to wear the mask at all time, getting the COVID testing, you know, crew has all been tested right before production, getting the temperature checks every day, making sure everything is sanitized and prepared, you know, pre-production, post-production, every single day. It has, you know, been very different, but everyone's been wonderful about it. You know, we're working together and the atmosphere is amazing. So we have a fantastic cast and crew, and it's really neat to see this family coming together, working on a vision that they have, a family-based movie through their A Channel of Peace organization.
Here's another audio snippet of the behind-the-scenes workings of a movie production.
So, you've just screamed at him, and this is the aftermath of the scream.
Yes.
And get that finger all the way to the left. Huh. And A camera.
B cam. Quiet, set, and...
Oh, wait, 1 second. Basil, come onto camera a little more, please. A little more to your left, Basil. Thank you. And
cameras are set, and...
you just yelled at him, and action!
No, sir. Call, cut.
Cut, cut, cut.
Sorry, there's a... Oh, I see.
Cut, cut. Thank you. Good. It's looking good, everybody. We're making a movie. Woo! And then we do it all again.
As Dan mentioned previously, one of the catalysts for the movie was a chance meeting with Basil Hoffman in a Bob's Big Boy restaurant. I asked Basil to recall the story.
Yeah, I will tell you the story. One of the actors in the film is an actor named David Allspott. And David is an old friend of mine and an old friend of Danny's. And because Dave Allspock has tried for a long time to get us to meet and talked about us to each other. So one day, I'm in Bob's Big Boy, where I go a lot, in Burbank. And I was there with a guy who I knew because his name is Josiah Smith. And Josiah Smith had a film festival called the Reach Film Festival. And I had done a short semi-horror film called Mr. Roberts, and it was in his festival, and we became friendly, and we were going to have breakfast at Bob's Big Boy, and we decided to have a little Bible study, and Danny Roebuck and Dwayne Whitaker were sitting in the booth right behind me, and Danny came around, we were introduced, And before you knew it, they were writing a screenplay with a lead for me. I mean, created. They wrote this screenplay, I think, in 6 weeks. So I have known Danny Roebuck for 6 months. It's remarkable. And he has become one of my dearest friends. And this, I believe, was godsend. Truly, I believe this was godsend.
Production for Lucky Louie started September 22nd and ended October 15th. I caught up with Grace Roebuck at the wrap party to get her thoughts.
It feels very amazing and wonderful and like the biggest accomplishment. In the car, I said I feel like I just took all my finals and I know that I aced them. Like that overjoyed kind of sense. But it was emotional, but not as exhausting as I thought it would be. Dad and I are both very proud and so impressed by the people that came to work with us. All these volunteers, all these workers who took time away from their families and being at home and sacrificed sleep and energy and time and just did such an amazing job.
As co-director, what's the next step?
Post-production is definitely a monster of its own, but it is a fun process to see, you know, this vision that you were so immersed into, to see it on a screen and to put things together and move these puzzle pieces. So that's next. And then I'm kind of eager. I'm in this kind of zone. So I think when I get home, I'll try writing something again. Maybe a Christmas movie. I love Christmas.
With the pandemic, how do you feel about Christmas this year?
I think it's going to be odd, but I've been saying for months that I just want it to be December, because I think that Christmas, even if you're not really a believer or you're not very faith-filled, is a special day to so many, and I think it's a great distraction from what's going on and some light in the darkness. And I think people are very eager to end this year.
Grace, how much of the editing process will you be involved in?
Dad and I are trying to figure that out. We're going back to our similar schedules, it will probably be mostly him. And then this is the thing about my dad, is he knows what takes that I like, because I like specific nuances. And sometimes he agrees with me, and sometimes he's on a different page. So I think he's going into that understanding where I stand. But, you know, it is time-consuming, and there's usually a deadline. So I understand the ease of it having one person in there instead of two, with our time restraints. I think he'll do a good job. And I'm sure that if there's something that he can't decide on, or if there's a big decision, I get to be a part of it.
As they say, who gets final cut?
Probably him, but he deserves that. He's earned that.
Are you looking forward to working together again?
Yes, I am. I wrote him a letter the other night, and I said, I'm so excited to do this again, but I look forward to the day where he's really only acting, and I can kind of show him that I'm navigating the waters alone, and that I've figured out how to do that, and that will take time. But, you know, that's a bonus of him being an actor, that we can get to that moment one day where he's there and I'm here and we're in our own worlds and how that works. I'm really intrigued to see what happens with that. Thank you.
And finally, I sat down with Dan to ask how it was to create, write, act, and direct a movie production with his daughter, Grace.
Well, it was unbelievably great. I mean, look, we all want our children to succeed. To have an opportunity to create with her is extraordinary. And she really grew into her own. I mean, look at her. She's such a fantastic young woman. It's just, you know, you look over and you're like, oh, that's my daughter calling cut. Oh, that's my daughter calling action. Oh, that's my daughter telling me how to do a scene. I think I know better how to do a scene than my daughter. But I still took her direction. Because that's what you do when you direct her direction.
Before we let you go, Dan, when's the target release date for Lucky Louie?
Summer, fall. Seems like a good fall movie. And made in the fall, and people might enjoy it being in the fall. And
we really baked the fall into it. We went out of our way to take full advantage of the Lehigh Valley in the fall.
I want to thank Dan and Grace Roebuck, Beth with the Channel of Peace Films, cast and crew, and all of those who participated. We are overwhelmingly grateful for the access. For Lehigh Valley Art Salon, I'm James Johnson.